I have the pleasure of introducing Karen Ponder. She is the Executive Director of the North Carolina Partnership for Children, the nonprofit agency that oversees and gives technical support to Smart Start, North Carolina's early childhood initiative. Prior to joining the North Carolina Partnership for Children, she was Program Manager for Smart Start at the North Carolina Department of Human Resources and developed the Smart Start initiative at the state and community levels. Karen has given presentations at hearings in several states, at meetings of the National Conference of State Legislatures, the National Governors Association, and the Council of Chief State School Officers. She has a remarkable record. She has 30 years of experience in administration and program development related to early childhood care and education, and has assisted more than 30 states in planning and developing early childhood initiatives. She has delivered more than 300 early childhood seminars. She has experience in many aspects of early care and education as a teacher, an owner and director of a preschool, a writer of curriculums, and a director of local and now a state program. She also created a private consulting business for parent and teacher training. She received the annual Star Award in 2001 for her commitment and service to children from North Carolina's Child Care Resource and Referral. Smart Start has received the 1998 Innovations in American Government Award from the Ford Foundation and Harvard University, 1999 Innovations Award from the Council of State Governments. Karen told us that while she was not thinking of children of the state, she was thinking of her own grandchildren, just four under the age of two. She says that these grandchildren have been the greatest joy of her life. And when you look at children through the eyes of a grandmother, it underscores the importance of the work that many of us in this room are working on. Without further ado, please join me in welcoming Karen Ponder.
And thank you for the opportunity to be here and to share briefly with you about our work in North Carolina. I want to begin by acknowledging the good work that Wisconsin is already doing on behalf of young children. It's clear that your state has recognized for a very long time the critical nature of the earliest years of life and continues to address the needs of children and families. You can be proud of having the first community in the country to establish kindergarten in the mid-1800s when the rest of us weren't even thinking about it, and a publicly funded pre-K program for four-year-olds as early as the 1920s. What you've done in recent years also demonstrates that your current policymakers in Wisconsin care deeply. In addition, we want to applaud the work of the Family Impact Seminars because all of us who know, both at the child level and as well as the program level, that families make the difference in a child's future. North Carolina can boast of having premier universities and research facilities, but we didn't have kindergarten until the mid-70s and are just now in 2002 establishing a publicly funded pre-K program for four-year-olds. And until 93, North Carolina had the worst child care standards in the nation, and like Wisconsin, an astonishingly high number of mothers of young children in the workforce. We also are one of the states with 70% mothers working. 8 years ago, as new research about a child's brain development was being released, we decided that we were tired of being at the bottom of SAT scores and academic achievement. That's when lawmakers and child advocates across our state decided that the state needed an initiative that was operated by local communities, that focused on high-quality services, and that included both the public and the private sectors, and addressed school readiness needs of all of our children. Smart Start was born in 93 under the guidance and through the vision of then-Governor Jim Hunt, and began as a pilot program in 18 counties. Since that time, Smart Start has proven that comprehensive, community-based programs for young children work. Smart Start is often cited as a national model because of its bold approach to reaching children and families and its focus on addressing community needs at the community level. We're now serving children in all our state's 100 counties and currently have an appropriation of $220 million state dollars. Private support for Smart Start has been tremendous. Since 93, we've secured more than $125 million from private sources and well over a million hours of volunteer time. Now, just to be real clear about what Smart Start is, I have to usually start about talking what it isn't. It's not a child care center that we call a Smart Start center, but it's a funding pool and a community planning effort organized together. There are three foundational components to Smart Start. First, it works because it's comprehensive. We couldn't take a Band-Aid approach to a tourniquet problem. North Carolina is a very diverse state with many needs and varied levels of resources. We knew we had to focus our efforts and target our services so they would meet the needs of all children, and that the best way would be to start at the county level. So on a county-by-county basis, we have allowed people who live there to work to find the solutions with state support. In North Carolina, prior to Smart Start, we had a school-age system, we had a community college system, we had a university system, but programs for young children and services for young children were very much in isolated ways. And so what Smart Start did was become the organizing principle for young children. The second thing about Smart Start is that the principle of local flexibility and control were very important. We knew we needed everyone in our state to be finding the solutions that we needed, and so one of the best things that Smart Start did was to empower local communities to solve their own problems. In the early days, counties submitted applications with signatures from all the heads of the agencies and service organizations that are connected with young children. In order to receive the funding, an application and a very detailed strategic plan had to be submitted based on the local assessment. In the first year that grants were available, nearly every county in our state applied. We knew that local agencies and local people knew best how to find the children that needed services and then how to make those services available to them, and we were right. There's now a local partnership that covers every county, and this became the organizational agency for early childhood. The third principle is that we brought key stakeholders to the table. We required these folks to serve on a local board of directors in order to be eligible for the funding, and we designated the people who should be there, not just agencies, but the heads of county agencies, the superintendent of schools, the director of the CCRNR, all the various educational forums, including Head Start, child care, both public and private, and both child center-based as well as family-based, as well as faith communities, business, and families. We recognized early that we needed families involved not just at the service delivery point, but also in policy and decision-making. And their participation continues to be critical to our success. Through the dedication of North Carolina citizens in every community, Smart Start has gotten results. And our results have been proved by the nation's top researchers. I'm fond of saying that people take an aspirin every day in this country to improve their heart issues, with less reliable research than our Smart Start research. If it's repeated 98 times, you'll get the same result. So it's very rigorous, and has been frustrating to us who want to show quick results, as you know, but it has served us well over time. Now, one thing to be sure you understand is that one of our philosophies is that parents and families need to make decisions about their young children, and that all that we do needs to support those families in making those decisions. But we wanted to be sure that when they choose, for example, a child care setting, that regardless of where they chose, whether it was a church-based program or a not-for-profit center or home, that all of those were doing the right things with children, because we all recognize that it doesn't matter where a child is, they're going to be learning, and that can be either positive or negative. So what have we accomplished? We have significantly improved the quality of child care in our state. Every county that submitted a plan focused a large part of their funding to give technical assistance and provide incentives to improve all of their child care settings. And that has worked. As some of you know, we've paid a lot of attention to teacher education, and our TEACH project, which you are also have in place in Wisconsin, has made significant differences in our teacher education. We actually have counties who had our standards were so low to start off in 93. In fact, in 93, you didn't even have to have a high school certificate to teach in preschool. We changed that quickly, and now our teachers are either working on a two-year or a four-year degree in early childhood or have achieved it. And so that continues to be one of the things we're most proud of doing in a very short timeline. And it was because we put the incentives and the support there to do that quickly. We also have linked teacher education to better wages, which, as Dave talked about, is such an important part that doesn't just happen if you leave it to chance. And because of that, we've reduced our teacher turnover rate from the 42% that it was in 93 until 29% last year. Now, that doesn't seem like we've arrived, but we are certainly moving in the right direction, and we're thrilled with those results because we had tried other things in the past just to see it continue to creep the other way. And the other thing about this is it continues to drop in the face of changes in the state's economy that have not been positive. We have more than doubled our high-quality programs in North Carolina, and we've instituted a 5-star quality system that gives parents choices and helps them understand what that choice means. The second major accomplishment is that children are better prepared when they enter school because of Smart Start support based on our research. Children participating in Smart Start funded programs have higher language and thinking skills and fewer behavioral problems when they enter kindergarten than children not participating, which is what we set out to do. So as you can imagine, we're thrilled about that result. The third thing is that Smart Start has improved the health of young children because of its focus on finding the children who need health services and giving them access to those services. So it's not enough just to have funding to pay for health services if the children most at risk are not having access to them. And Smart Start's coordinating effort has made that happen. Our local partnerships have developed some models that work in some very, very challenging areas, such as dental health. We have some counties who now have a dental health model in place for young children that every child in those counties is getting their dental health needs met. And that was a big challenge for us because we kept hearing, you know, all the problems that exist around that. But when a community takes it on and engages not only the families that need the services and the health providers that are already there, but the dentists who live in those counties to help solve the problems, it is a model that works. Our children are better immunized because of the coordination, and our children that have Smart Start services are more likely to have a primary health provider, which we all know helps to make sure that screenings are coordinated and that children's needs are met and they're not served through the local emergency room. The fourth thing that we have accomplished that we're very proud of is that local services for children and families are more targeted and better coordinated. Smart Start is the organizing mechanism for that, and the structure of the program is a key reason that we got early support for the program. The appeal of local programs designed by local folks for local communities energized people and has kept the support very strong throughout the past almost 9 years. And locally, where children and families live, is the best place for that coordination to happen, and it's very effective. We've reduced duplication. We had home visits as an example, and I don't know how well that's coordinated here, but in our state, we in one of our large counties, they discovered that there were families who were being seen by up to 8 different home visitors. And so they got together all those home visitation programs and started to track that and then to coordinate. And what they were able to do, as you can imagine, is serve many additional children by just better coordinating who was going to do it and how it was going to be connected. And so it's that kind of thing that happens at the service level that we can never be good enough at the state level to make sure it happens. Now, what are our lessons learned? Smart Start didn't automatically soar. As with anything that's radically new and cutting edge, there are many bumps and bruises along the way. So I'm going to mention to you a few of the lessons we learned from our work over the past few years. First of all, program and financial accountability have to be built into a program like Smart Start from its very beginning. Smart Start created 81 new nonprofits at the community level to coordinate the planning and administer the local funding. And in retrospect, and this is just Karen Ponder speaking, not my state, I believe that using some existing organizations, particularly to do the financial part of that, would have kept us from suffering some of our early growing pains that related to just creating new organizations. I think there was real value into having an organization that was not seen as being aligned to any of the other existing organizations that was also critical to our success. And so there has to be a way to do one of those without taking on the financial piece of it. I think that would have helped us in the long run and certainly in the early years. The second lesson is that there never will be enough funding to meet every need, and thus it's important to prioritize and focus on the greatest needs first. Incidentally, during the last session of our budget, our funds were cut by $10.5 million, and we weren't yet at full funding. So while that's challenging, given the amounts of money that other programs were cut, it was actually a very small percent in comparison. But we have to constantly assess our needs and refocus when our funding is reduced. That's a challenge, but it's certainly one that you have to pay attention to. The third thing that we learned through our work is never underestimate how political a program can become, especially when you have the governor, who's of one political party, saying, "This is my most important effort during my years in office." So it becomes a great target for anybody who politically is not aligned with that party. So it became a political football, and because of it, we had all kinds of challenges that we wouldn't have had otherwise. But because of its unparalleled success in actually getting outcomes, and the commitment of a very relentless governor and legislators, and the passion of North Carolina citizens, we have been able to move ahead. But don't underestimate that as when you're thinking about any kind of, especially a new program. The last lesson we've learned is that it takes a visionary, or perhaps visionaries, to change the culture of thinking about an issue such as early care and education, and to garner significant resources to create a system. Visionaries can come from different places, and ours was a governor, but other states have had legislators and business leaders and others. But a visionary can literally change the future. When so much research proves that high-quality early childhood programs and early interventions work, not only in terms of better academic success, but also in better life outcomes, the things that Dave talked about earlier, including infant mortality, reduction in teenage births by teenage moms, decreased juvenile violence, reduction in dependence on welfare, and just more productive citizens. Early childhood care and education, in my opinion, is the wisest investment for the future. I encourage all of us, even in the face of major budget challenges, to continue to make young children our very top priority.